Blog Talk Radio.
All opinions, comments, and representations made by the hosts of Brilliant Ideas Radio and their guests are strictly for entertainment purposes. Well, at least that's what we think we're doing. Entertaining you. Welcome to Brilliant Ideas Radio. Brilliant Ideas Radio keeps you informed about all the awesome products and people in the food industry. Brilliant Ideas Radio is about food, music, and most importantly, having fun with your friends. And now, here is the man with the master plan, Brilliant Ideas. So join the fun and call the studio number at 714-242-5272. Once again, the studio number is 714-242-5272.
Hello, everybody out there in Blog Talk Radio Land. This is, as the man says, Brilliant Ideas with the Brilliant Ideas Radio Show, coming to you again on another Sunday night where we have food, fun, friends, and God knows what else. And joining me tonight, as usual, is our food news Jersey Stock girl, Laurie. Good evening, Laurie.
Good evening. How are you?
I'm tired, and there's, I think, Brian. Hello, Winesar.
Good evening. His art took a left-hand turn somewhere and wound up in bed sick.
Oh,
but I'm here.
Sorry for you. I had it for 3 weeks, but if you get sick, you can certainly just hang up your phone, and we won't miss you, but I hope you feel better.
Yes, we will. I'll miss you.
It's all my fault. What do I got to do with it?
Well, you got whatever you got it first, and then transmitting it to me somehow on the air.
I have not been kissing on you, that's sure, so I don't know how in the heck you caught it. I know how Laurie caught hers, but I don't know how you caught yours. Anyway, I've got a glass of wine ready. I've had two of the Shock Top Honey Crisp Apple Wheat beer earlier.
I love that beer. Tell the audience, for someone who doesn't like beer, you have to tell the audience about this beer.
Oh, my God. Well, I've had Shock Top before. I've had the raspberry one, and it was good, but this new one they've come out with, it's a limited, I guess a limited edition, but it's called Honeycrisp Apple Wheat. You throw those suckers in the freezer and let them get a little frosty. You can drink a bottle of that in like 3 seconds. They are excellent. Laurie tasted it today. What do you think, Laurie?
No, it's delicious. It has a very to it. It's like an apple-type cidery. And it's refreshing for the summer, but it also has the autumn, fall flavor to it. I mean, it's nice. Yeah, I'm not a beer drinker, but I do like that one.
They said it's only available in July,
but I don't know why. It's
really good. The one I've had, too, with Shock Top is the orange flavor, orange wheat, and that one's a good one, too. Brian, have you had any of Shock Top beer?
I'm a beer purist. You know, if it's made with more than 4 ingredients, then it's not beer to me.
Speaking of ingredients, let's talk about the ingredients that you ate over at Hardee's this past week. You lucky dog. I haven't gotten there yet, but tell everybody about that new burger with the hot dog.
Now, wait a second. I went the next day after the show, after reporting this on the air, I went the very next day, I made it my business to make good on my research, and you still have not gotten the...
No.
Brian, he's been cooperating for 3 weeks.
Oh, and what am I doing?
Laurie makes me eat healthy, Brian, so, you know, I have
to
speak out these
talk. Okay,
so how was
it? Last week I reported on the American the Great American Burger, and it was a burger, a hot dog, bacon. There was bacon, and it was everything that you would expect at a 4th of July cookout, all under one bun.
Hey, Brian, are you wearing, time out, are you wearing jewelry or something? Because everything seems like it's clicking on your
microphone. I hear a clicking.
Yeah, you like that jewelry on or what?
No, I don't wear jewelry.
It does.
Where's the clicking?
I even have my ringer off.
Did you get braces
this week?
Something's clicking.
I have my ringer off.
Anyway, I'm sorry. So how was this All-American Burger? Was it good?
It was really good. The only thing that kind of lost it for me was the potato chips because, you know, maybe you get a crispy crunch out of the first bite, but then they're just kind of soggy and they don't offer anything but more salt. I don't even want to look at the calories on this thing. I haven't even pulled up their website.
You remember when you were a kid? Tell me you did. Yeah, I know you did this. Did you take bologna sandwiches and put potato chips in them when you were a kid?
Oh yeah.
Well,
I remember that.
But you have to eat it fast. You have to eat it fast.
No,
you had
Charles chips. No. You guys, I don't know what you're talking about.
You know,
you guys are talking
on top of each other, and I don't understand the word you said.
Laurie, you did not do that?
We had the Charles Chips guy come around, and you were lucky if you were the rich kid who had Charles Chips come around, leave the big can of chips. No.
Right.
Not everybody was eating potato chips with burgers and your hot. I mean, come on.
Oh,
are you
my God.
Me?
Let me.
The far and few between.
Let me tell you.
I did
you.
It.
Bologna sandwich with mustard and mayonnaise and Charles chips.
No.
I want that still around, by the way. Oh, my God. Anyway, back to Hardee's. So, should I go get one, Brian?
Yes. You need to go get one. Now, I haven't gotten to which to get my bacon shake yet, but, you know, I'll see how I feel this week, and maybe that'll be, you know, on the agenda for this week.
Well, definitely. You got to get the bacon shake. What was the name of that place that had the bacon shake?
Which?
That's right. By the way, I forgot to mention our guest who's holding, listening to us talking about bologna sandwiches with potato chips and Charles chips and Hardee's and the All-American Burger. Jimbo Trout will be joining us here shortly. And unique music, if you like bluegrass, blues, I don't know how you classify this music, but Jimbo's going to be joining us. And with a name like Jimbo Trout and his band is the Fish People, and he's got an actual album called The Catch of a Day. You know we have to have that guy singing on a food show. So he'll be joining us in about, 3 or 4 minutes. But anyway, back
so
to
I
the
have
party.
A question.
Yes.
I have a question. Now that you let the trout out of the can, why did you put a crab up there on your link? Why didn't you find a picture of a trout?
Well, I was trying to find something to say Catch of the Day because his album's called one of his albums is called Catch of the Day, and I found that crab. Since we live in Maryland, I thought it was cool. And there was a bear that was catching a trout in its mouth that I almost posted. But then I went with the crab. I probably should have gone with the bear catching the trout. But whatever. I'm trying to draw people in, and I didn't know what I couldn't find a trout that should catch of the day. So anyway, he'll be joining us in just a couple of minutes. And also, I don't want to forget Hot Box Grills, www.hotboxgrills.com. If you haven't gone to the website, you got to go. You got to get yourself one of those grills. Right now, I have... God, what's that thing weigh? I must have like a 10-pound ham, 10 or 12-pound ham in there.
Mm-hmm. Can't wait.
And it's been cooking since about 4 o'clock this afternoon. I've got it smoking in there with some mesquite wood, and after the show, we're going to go chow down on a ham and potatoes and green beans and onions, but it's on the hot box grill. And, well, I forgot to tell you, Laurie, I forgot to do the pineapple.
How can you finish pineapple?
I never got around to cutting the pineapple. You lost me.
Pineapple, you lost me.
No, pineapple and ham. Well, there's still time because it's slow cooking, so maybe I can still slice after the show the pineapple and throw it on the grill. There's nothing like grilled pineapple, by the way.
No, you lost me. Lost.
No, it's good stuff. Anyway, the hot box grill, and I'm telling you, you can put like big 10 or 12 pound hams in there. You can put a 17 pound turkey. It's versatile. It's portable. And I'm not kidding. I mean, people think, well, you're just saying this because they're a sponsor of the show.
No way.
I swear that this is my favorite grill ever.
You're simple.
And it it's almost like it cooks itself. If it was any easier, I mean, I wouldn't have to do anything. And by the way, Brian, do you see my answer on Facebook? I did put bacon. There is bacon in the meal.
Well, I figured that had to be.
The bacon is inside with the green beans and the potatoes. Anyway, let's see. What we got? Oh, we got, it's an 8-11. Laurie, did you have any quick food news stories you wanted to tell before we bring on our guests?
No, nothing quick. You told me, like, I don't think, well, I could start.
Well, I've got some of you, don't, but.
Short. Yeah, if you have something quick, okay, you can start, because I have a lengthy.
Well, you just wasted 18 seconds. Just pick one and go.
Smoke meets sweet, as in glad to meet ya. How's that sound?
What the heck
smoke
are you talking about?
Smoke meets sweet. Smoking's not just trendy and sweet, savory food anymore. Desserts with a bit of earthy smoke are also in vogue. Chilies, herbs, salt, and other flavors normally found in the savory dishes are now making their way into desserts. This is pretty cool. Where they add new dimension to end-of-the-meal dishes such as tempura fried curry pound cake, which is accompanied by peanut butter ice cream, banana orange cream, and it's currently outselling the chocolate desserts. Brian, you go out to eat a lot. Have you heard of this? A lot of the smoky desserts now that they're adding?
Yeah, I've been doing this. That sounds like something you need to do with your pound cake.
I mean,
Grillion loves
that.
Peanut butter and bananas.
I know. I saw that.
That does sound good.
Yep. Spice it up. But yes, spices are now coming to desserts. Inspired by the aromatic flavors of a spice market, Middle Eastern and North African spices are becoming increasingly popular ingredients in baking and other sweet treat makings. International ingredients such as the tar, which is wild thyme, marjoram, and other herbs, and the alapepo peppers are introducing complex flavors and profiles that pair well with dark chocolate, creamy custards, and many sweet treats.
Where do you find this stuff?
Oh, my God. I just Google, like, hot trends, hot desserts, and this stuff comes up. Why, you haven't heard of this?
We need to get out more, I guess.
We do need to get out more.
Speaking of trends, you'll never guess what I was eating tonight.
Something trendy.
Something trendy, yes. I have no clue.
We talked about it last week on the show.
We talk about, like, thousands of food items.
What did we talk about?
I ate fried nothing.
You ate fried nothing? Oh, my God. How was it?
It was great. It came out of the bottom of the box that my fried chicken came in.
No.
I kept thinking, it was like, I was craving fried chicken today. And I'm like, you know what? I'm sick. I'm going to get what I want. So I went. And Kroger's, you know, I know you talk about your Walmart fried chicken and how much you love KFC, but Kroger's, you don't have Kroger's in your area. Kroger's fried chicken is really good. And, you know, it's like you get 8 pieces for $6. And they even have mashed potatoes. So
you're eating the nothing crust at the bottom of the box.
Of course. I mean, that was like, you know, I was telling my wife, I said, you know, we talked about this last week on the show. And I'm like, just add all the little bits at the bottom of the box.
It is good. It is good stuff. All right, we better go to our guest. He's probably saying, oh, my God, what am I doing on this show? Okay, I got to play one of his songs first. We're going to go to a break, and then we're going to bring on Jimbo Trout. And you guys know how bacon talks to me.
Mm-hmm.
And always, everything has bacon. Well, he's got a song here that cracks me up. The song is called I Heard the Voice of a Pork Chop, which is bacon. It's related to the bacon. It's in the bacon family. So we're going to take a quick break. Jimbo Trout's going to be joining us. And this guy's music, I love his music. It's just so different. It's bluegrass, blues. Hang tight. We'll be right back. Don't go away. You're going to like this music. Hang in there. We'll be back in just a couple minutes.
Well, I walked and I walked and I walked and I walked. I stopped to rest my feet. I sat down by an old oak tree and lay, I fell fast asleep. I dreamt I was sitting in a cafe, as hungry as a bear. My stomach sent a telegram to my head, there's a wreck on the road somewhere. I heard the voice of a pork chop say, come home to me and rest. But talk about your stewing meat, well, I know what's the best. Talk about your chicken, ham and eggs, turkey stuffed and dressed. But I heard the voice of a pork chop say, come home to me and rest. I heard the voice of a pork chop say, come home to me and rest. We'll talk about your stewing meat, well, I know what's the best. Talk about your chicken, ham and eggs, turkey stuffed and dressed. Heard the voice of a pork chop say, come home to me and rest. And I walked and I walked and I walked. I stopped to rest my feet. I sat down by an old oak tree and I fell fast asleep. I dreamt I was sitting in a cafe, as hungry as a bear. My stomach sent a telegram to my head, there's a wreck on the road somewhere. I heard the voice of a pork chop say, come home to me and rest. We'll talk about just doing meat, I know what's the best. Talk about your chicken, ham and eggs, turkey stuffed and dressed. But I heard the voice of a pork chop say, come home to me and rest. Look out now, sure looks good to me.
Yes, that was Jimbo Trout. Welcome to the show, Jimbo. What a unique song. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Welcome, and I love that.
Thank you very much.
So,
well, that was fun,
ask,
man.
It is a lot of fun. I got to ask right out of the gate, okay, is your name really Jimbo Trout, or is that a stage name?
Yeah, it's my real name. Unless you're writing me a check, then we can talk.
How the heck do you come up with a name like Jimbo Trout? Is that really your name?
Well, I'm related to some of the famous trouts in literature, like trout fishing in America and Kilgore Trout.
Rainbow Trout.
Yeah, absolutely.
All those people. And now your band is called the Fish People?
That's right.
So Jimbo Trout and the Fish People, and you guys are in kind of the blues, bluegrass. What do you classify your music?
Oh, you know, that's as tough for me as it is for you. But bluegrass works pretty good because we usually have a lot of, you know, fiddles and banjos and that sort of thing, which is one of the main elements of bluegrass. I'm sorry?
I love the banjo.
Oh,
yeah.
Great. I think there's going to be... We might be listening to a banjo song before too long.
Yeah, I think there's a couple of banjos in these songs. So you know, we had to play that song first because you're on a food show. And I guess when you're out on the road, and especially when you're singing about pork chops talking to you, what kind of food do you guys eat when you're out on the road?
Oh, we are opportunistic eaters, and we find that the hospitality of the different venues we play at tends to suit us very well. And we play at a lot of great food places here in the Bay Area. We play at a place called Cheeseboard Pizza Collective, which has been making a unique style of pizza for over 40 years as a worker-owned collective. We play at that great place a couple of times a month, one of the great pizzas that's out there. We play at, you know, seafood places. We play at German restaurants and, you know, just about anything that, you know, and they always treat us great. We're always eating good.
Now, are you actually, so you're in San Francisco? Is that where you're located?
Yes.
Do you travel anywhere else, or do you just pretty much stay in the San Francisco area?
Well, all over the Bay Area is enough traveling for me most of the time. We get down to Southern California sometimes, and we've been all over. We've been to Germany and all over Europe, and yeah.
So how long has Jimbo Trout and the Fish People been around?
Over 20 years.
Oh, wow.
That's
I was
right.
looking at you got quite a few albums. How many albums do you have?
Oh, I'd have to count. I believe 7.
Wow.
Ooh, that's a lot of work.
So our sick sidekick, Brian, he's a musician. And, Brian, do you have any questions you want to ask a bluegrass man?
Well, I was going to make a suggestion. If you guys are on the road, I can recommend a couple of great burgers at Hardee's.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we might be able to afford that, too. I'm not sure.
Well, of course,
they're
Brian.
They're
Carl's Jr.'s out there, Brian. They're not Hardee's, but it's same
well,
thing.
Well, yeah, okay. Yeah.
All right, let's play another one of your songs, and I'm going to play Old Man Moe's. Is there a story behind this song?
I suppose there is. You know, I learned it from Louis Armstrong, and he still does the definitive version in my mind, although there's a great version by Jesse Fuller as well. He's the guy from Oakland who wrote San Francisco Bay Blues. But, yeah, Old Man Moe's is dead.
All right, well, let's play Old Man Moe's and come back and talk to Jimbo Trout. We'll find out more about how people can find your music and go online and buy some of your CDs. Everyone hang tight. We'll be right back.
Went around the side and I took a look through the crack.
a bear who runs through the farm.
See, Brian, I should have used that bear catching the trout from my promo instead of the crab.
I told you.
I know, I screwed up. All right, everyone, hang tight. Old Slewfoot Jimbo Trout will be right back.
Recording studio, and it was a good experience. It had been a long time. We did our first album 20 years ago at a recording studio, and since then we've done a number of experimental recording methods. But now we found a new home for recording.
It's a really good album, and folks that are out there need to check it out and go to, like you said, CD Baby, or go to JimboTrout.com, and you can find more of Jimbo's music. And when I asked you earlier about food, I figured that you would hang out in seafood joints quite a bit. Do you do that?
Oh, yeah. But I But they understand about catch of the day. It's just it's my tagline. And I always tell people, and that album's almost 10 years old, and it's still incredibly fresh. I provide fresh local music for fresh local people everywhere. And I also want people to know they should not panic. My music is completely organ, free of sprays and pesticides, no fertilizers, and no bull.
Well, I have to say, I feel like I need, when I listen to your music, I feel like I need to take off my shoes, have a picnic, and eat a possum.
Yeah, if you like Brunswick stew, I think that.
It's right up your alley, Grill.
Yeah, that's
right up your alley.
Really.
Well, Jimbo, we appreciate you joining us on the show. Everyone, check out www.jimbotrout.com. Check out his music. It's unique sound, and at the latest album, I think you'll like it. And there's more information at his website or CD Baby. And we're going to close out, Jimbo, with one of your songs, and then Laurie and Brian will come back and chat just a couple more minutes before the show is over. And the last song we're going to play is "The Train That Carried My Girl From Town." And you got anything background on that song before we let you go?
Let's see. Now, this is a song by a fellow named Frank Hutchison. He was a guitar player from West Virginia back in the, I think it would have been the 30s. And Doc Watson took a hold of the song, and some people might know it from Doc Watson. And I had a great time playing this. I'm doing a trio with Annie Staninitz on fiddle and Mitch Polzak on guitar. I'm on the banjo on this song.
All right, well, everybody, check it out. Jimbo, thank you for joining us this evening on the show. We appreciate it. We enjoyed your music. Everyone, check out JimboTrout.com, and we'll be right back after we play the music. Don't go away.
Back up in town. Hey, 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 hey. Coffee's on the table and the ration getting cold.
You said something about the event you were at yesterday, and are you planning on having someone from a winery joining us next Sunday?
I can see. I can try. I've got connections.
Don't go out of your way, please.
You've got connections. I got connections.
Is there anything else you would like to add, Mr. Winesar? Any more dark side things you want to tell us before we go?
I don't know. Right now, there's a different type of darkness hovering over me.
Yeah, I feel for you. Like I said, I have had 3 weeks, so I, you know, it's something going around on the East Coast, and I don't feel, you know, I feel sorry for you because Laurie had it, I had it, and but maybe next Sunday you'll be feeling much better. And of course, Laurie, is there anything you would like to add?
Well, of course, there's something. My CDs are almost ready for my book.
Yay!
My books are almost ready. I'm hoping around, what, Labor Day, you think? What do you think? I say Labor Day.
I don't know. I don't make predictions anymore, but it's getting close.
It's getting close. I'm excited. 6 of them. Hot off the press.
And you want to give them the website?
www.myhappybooks.com. Yay!
Yep. Yay, finally. Then they are good. Mm-hmm. Wait till you hear Laurie read the books on the read-along
CD. They really are cute. I have to
admit
it. Mm-hmm.
Yep, they did really come out really nice. And MyHappyBooks.com.
From launching in Maryland, from launching in New Jersey, and on my way.
Yep.
I'm expecting an autographed copy, you realize.
Of course.
But don't put his signature on it, please.
Well, she'll write a personal, note to you, to the Wine Czar, the Dark Side, from Happy.
Yeah, my little, I mean, the books are all pink, and you'll love it.
Yeah, you're going to love it, Brian.
I'm still trying to figure out, well, no, we won't go there.
Oh, please do.
No.
Now, everybody, you can actually check out the website and see the titles of all the books, and there's 6 books, and we're excited for Laurie because it's been a long time coming. She illustrated the book, she wrote the book, and she also
published the
audio tape for the books, and she also sang the song. She's the lead with our good friend Dixie Still,
we love them.
That comes along with the book, so that's about as far as I can drag this out. Thank you, everybody, for joining us again on Sunday night. We'll be back next Sunday, I think, with Brian's winery people, but he's not sure, and he's not even sure he'll be here next Sunday. But join us. We'll always have. I have some food news that I got to share next week about people not eating vegetables, but I'll save it till next Sunday. And everyone have a nice week this coming week. And we're going to close with Laurie's famous song with the Dixie Still. I want to be happy. And we will see you next Sunday, 8 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. Everyone have a nice one. Say goodbye, Brian. Say goodbye, Laurie.
Cheers, guys.
I want to be happy, but I won't be happy till I make you happy too. Life's really worth living when we are mirth giving. Why can't I give some to you? Earth giving, why can't I give some to you?